Hello, hi, I'm Caroline. I'm compulsive overeater.
Hi, Caroline.
I'm not even certain what I'm going to be saying, but yeah, just open my mouth and hopefully make sense out of it all. I believe I was born a compulsive overeater. I've always been a compulsive overeater. When I was young, my family thought that meant I was healthy, because I had a good appetite. My mom would boast that she didn't have any troubles with her children at all. None of us were fussy eaters. And I was the oldest, so most of the time I was put in charge of food. And I'll punish my siblings with food. As I'm preparing the food and I'm sharing, I'll probably have a whole portion. And then when I share, I'll take a bigger portion. And when it's finished, I have some more. I was constantly eating. I couldn't run errands without eating. It gave me something to do. If I'm going to the shops, I'm going to school, I'm going to the library, any activity, I have to be chewing. Otherwise, it felt bored. Either I'm chewing or running around or, But when I was young, I wasn't a big child. I was really skinny, and I got teased and picked on for being skinny. So I always wanted a bit of flesh and a bit of curves. But I was, like I've mentioned before, I was always constantly running around. So obviously, I think I bent more than I took in. And then when I got to about 13. Most of my friends had hit puberty and none of them wanted to run around with me. And I started putting on weight, but it wasn't huge. Just slight amounts. It wasn't until I hit puberty. And I didn't really develop early because I was quite a tomboy. I think I hit puberty about 17, 18. So that's when I started putting on weight. And then it was the complete reversal. Now I wanted to be thin. So then I picked up exercising and dieting. Every program that I had, I video clips, doing all sorts of aerobics. Running. I could exercise 3 times a day. And that's what I used to control my weight. And fat diets, tried several diets. I was constantly making up diets, planning diets, what I would go on, nothing seems to work. And for me, I could stick on a diet, but not for very long, maybe a week, two, max would be two weeks, 3 months, and I'd lose a bit. And anytime I lost weight, I felt like I was on top of the world. I felt like I've arrived. This is it. It was never enough. I'll go on the program, lose a bit. And then as I'm on the diet and people are eating, I'm eyeing someone else's plate. And I can't wait to finish my diet and then eat the food. No wonder the weight just piled on very quickly, plus more. Each time I got bigger, I lose it and then get bigger. So for me, it was either I was putting on weight or losing weight. I could never have a stable weight. My weight was always to and fro. And I remember, I think the early 2000s, someone mentioned to me, I used to smoke and I was getting up to 40. And I wanted to stop that, and that was a hassle. It was really difficult to stop it. And I realized that I had an addictive personality. And someone mentioned to me Nicotine Anonymous, and I went to the meetings. But I felt it was really spooky, people sitting in circles, lighting candles. And so I asked her whether there wasn't one for food, and she said, oh yeah, there is. There's Overeaters Anonymous. I thought, I think that's what I really would need. Anyway, I didn't come. I found this diet that I didn't have to eat food. I had to, it was the total meal replacement. So I had 4 sachets with 6 liters of water every day. And I felt I've arrived. I've gotten the answer. And I will go on this diet. And within 3 months, it was like 90 days, 100 days, I'll lose about 4 stones. And then I would have to start introducing food. And when I start introducing food, that's it. When I'm meant to be introducing, say, fruits, I'll be introducing something else. I would just chop and change. And I just couldn't have things in ones. I had this colleague at work that would have a biscuit. She would say it's tea time and she would just have a biscuit. I'm like, who has a biscuit? I just couldn't. I'll have the whole packet. I'll work, I would finish all the biscuits and then I'll feel really bad. And then I'll go to the shops and buy double for them and buy triple for myself. Finish mine and finish the ones in the office. Since I've been in LA, the biscuits in the office are still there. And people just have one. Weird people. Anyway, and that's my train of thought. Yeah, so obviously my weight would pile back on. And I could have a whole chicken easily. And I thought, I did this diet, like protein diet, Atkin diet. That said, like, protein was very good, so I just binged on protein. Done all of that, done hypnotherapy, acupuncture, reading books, doing all sorts of cabbage food. Also, I thought I'd done it all. And this diet I was mentioning, I'd been on it for over 11 years. I would go on it 3 months, lose 4 stones. And then within 6 months, put all 4 stones back on. And then I'll struggle the next 6 months to go back on because it isn't easy not eating food. And then 6 months, I would hack it and I'll lose it was swings on and on. So, and with me, I couldn't start a diet on a Wednesday. It has to be on a Monday or it has to be on the first of the month or it has to be on New Year's Day. Or Easter. It has to be at a specific time. But for me, tomorrow never happened. I kept moving the bar, and I would finally get it and sit with it. And like I said, the weight piled back on. And as I was saying, I did this for like 11 years. My weight. So I have clothes in all sizes, from like size 10 to about size 20. And I couldn't throw the small clothes away because I knew I'll come back to them. And I couldn't throw the big ones away because I know I'll go back into them. I was always fearful of an event coming up because I would make a cloth or buy some clothes, but I wouldn't, as the events came up, I wasn't even sure whether I'll fit into the clothes. It was torture. So it got to a point when my body wouldn't, I fell ill on these food packs. My body wouldn't absorb the nutrients. And I was begging the lady that sold me the packs to just sell me them. And she was like, she can't without my doctor signing me off. And the doctor wouldn't sign me off. And I was in so much turmoil. By that time, I was so fearful of food. I wasn't certain what to eat because I tried it all. I wasn't certain to have protein because I knew too much protein isn't good for my internal organs. And I couldn't have sugar, that was just carbohydrates, and fruits. Fruits was a no-no, I couldn't eat fruits. So then I tried this juicing and fasting 5 days and not eating, fasting 2 days, eating all sorts. I was muddled up as to exactly what to eat. I was tossing and turning one night, and I just heard OA. And I just got my iPad, looked at the nearest program, and I found this Greenwich meeting. And me, I'll be late for my funeral. I walked in late, but I thought, you know what? If I don't go, I'm not going to go. So I walked in, and I was just amazed. I was blown over. When I was going, I thought there'll be like 3 or 4 weird women people in the room. I went in the meet. It was packed. It was well over 20 people in the room. And I think it was a share. And the person that was sharing the story felt like they were telling my story. I just felt at home. I felt like I'd arrived. This is where I have to be. And for me, I don't do things in half. At that meeting, I felt I needed a sponsor. I don't need to try 6 meetings. This is it. This is it. I'm not going anywhere else. And I got a sponsor. Oh, but I wouldn't listen. She suggested the dignity of choice. I felt, and she suggested prayer. And I'm like, God has bigger, there are famine, there's bigger issues for God to be dealing with, not my greediness. So I would, like what I was doing with my other plan, I was doing my own stuff. And then for like 2 months, I felt like I was going crazy. And then I got another sponsor. I got someone that helped me for like 2 weeks. She was just the same pre-sponsor, but then she gave me structure. She gave me times in which to eat. And she said, have breakfast at home before you go out. Because for me, I'll be driving and I'll be eating. So I tried. And then when I got the sponsor, she suggested going on my knees every morning, reading some pages in the big book, saying the 3rd-step prayer, the 7th-step prayer, the St. Francis of Assisi prayer, and reading a daily reflection and meditating for 10 minutes. By that time, I was so desperate. She gave me exactly what to eat and what times to eat it. That was what I needed at that time. So I think if she had said just chew grass, I probably would have done that. So I listened. I listened for once. And it started working. And for me, I've heard in the rooms, I came for the vanity, but I've stayed for the sanity. Initially, it was the weight that brought me to the rooms. But I kept coming because now I could do life. For me, I could pick up a quarrel in an empty room. I was always fighting. I was fighting the food, I was fighting places, people, things. I was fighting customer service, driving. Today, it's amazing because I'm sure the drivers on the road are still the people that drive on the road. But I can drive and just arrive with no drama, with no fights. Because I don't even realize. Sometimes my children say to me, Mom, did you see the driver there? And I'm like, what did they do? I don't even see it. But sometimes I get into this fear. And when I was doing my step 4, I realized that I was really self-centered. I was full of self-centered fear. And it was all driven by fear. And I realized I was so prideful as well. I don't like being told what to do. And so for me, how I manage my days, I think of how I can be of help to someone else. How can I be of service to someone else? And that helps me. That helps me to listen. When I'm getting impatient and intolerant, I think just be of service. One other thing my sponsor said to me is, Caroline, yield the right of way. So I think of that as well. When someone aggravates me, when I want to get resentful, I think, no, just give someone else a chance. Let's let go and let God live and let's live. Yes, I like that one as well. So these slogans that I see in the rooms, that I hear people say, I put them into daily practice and daily use. For me, today, my weight isn't my focal point. And when I stood on, for the past 2 months, my weight has been going up, and I don't know why. I don't like it. I don't like putting on weight. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. It means that I probably need to look at my activity, because I sit and work, and I don't move. I drive everywhere. If I have to go down the road, I'll drive. So I probably need to look at that. But it's mainly my higher powers job. In the past, I'll probably be just drinking water or be running around the blocks, and all that insanity is stopped. It's amazing. I wouldn't swap this life for anything. When today I'm thankful that I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm thankful that my compulsion, my addiction has brought me into this room. And it's, you can see I love talking about myself. Why must it end? Anyway, I'll leave it there.
Thank you.